2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I just want to share this with you. I read it in the weekend papers. There's a worldwide demand for snails.
Mm-hmm.
For eating. No, that's for eating, of course. Mm-hmm. You've got to cook them in garlic or something. They're looking for more folk to grow them in their backyards. What I found interesting, this is a couple up near Cessnock, and they can't get enough for them.
Oh, I don't need any help growing snails. I'm always trying to get them off my new young vegetable seedlings.
When are you going to share that story with us about the tarantulas?
Oh, in a couple of weeks. So many things are happening. Like last week I went out to the Orange Food, the beginning of the Orange Food Festival. Next week's Easter, so after that I promise you I'm going to share the story about eating tarantulas in Cambodia.
Well, now I've just played a record about young people wanting to come to the city to work, where in actual fact plenty of city people envy those, like that couple in Cessnock, who are growing snails for the world market. Mm. And you do keep coming up with a number of people who live in the country and do wonderful things.
Exactly. And I'm always so impressed by what they do. They work so hard, you know, cultivating their land, and they really know how to value add. Well, they have to just to make a living. And, on Thursday I actually went to Orange. It was my birthday. And the next day, as it turned out, was the beginning of the Orange Food Festival, celebrating its 20th year. Now, so this is really one of the oldest food and wine festivals in the state and really has been a precursor of all the wonderful things that have begun to happen in the regional areas. One of the places I went to, where I stayed the first night, is called Borodil on the Mount. And this is situated high up on a hill overlooking the Toak Valley. And we stayed in one of the new cottages there. And just looking out from the top of the mountain down over the valley, honestly, I had to pinch myself. I thought, look, I could be in Tuscany. This is as good as being in Tuscany. And to get to the cottage, we had to drive through the heritage apple orchard. And Borregaard Trell, who owns the property, he takes people during Orange Food Week for heritage apple walks through that particular orchard and talks all about the different apples. And he's actually a very amusing character. So there's this beautiful valley, but there are so many other things happening. And this week and right up until Sunday, lots and lots of activities out there. I know that on Saturday they've got a big brunch out at the Boronor store, which would be fun. And all the wineries, like the Cumulus Estate Winery and Philip Shaw and Prince the Estate, they're all putting on things to do with food and wine out there. So it's really worth having a look at.
It's called, what is it called?
The Orange Food. And food stands for Food of the Orange District, which is quite clever. Yes. So if you want to go out to the country and have a look at what folks are doing out there, it's only a 3.5-hour drive from Sydney. And I thought to myself, well, 3.5 hours is a damn sight closer than, a long-haul flight to Tuscany.
Absolutely. Now, what are you going to give us as a recipe today?
Well, one place, I went to a couple of, for my birthday, actually, I went to Lolly Radini, which is the top restaurant in Orange, and I thought that was outstanding. And frankly, look, recently I'd been to Key Restaurant in Sydney, you know, Q-U-A-Y, the one that's had all the hype about the snow egg, etc. Look, the contrast between that experience at Key Restaurant and Lolly Radini's in Orange was incredible. Key left me really cold. I found most of the food, including the snow egg, flavourless, whereas Lolly Radini was warm, they were welcoming, and the food tasted like food and you wanted to eat it.
So you're going to give us one of their recipes?
No, I'm actually not giving you a Lolly Radini recipe. I'm giving you a recipe for chicken terrine, which is easy to make, which we had at a new place that's just opened in the main street there in Orchard, in Orange, called Anything Grows. It's a nursery, and you can sit in the nursery and have lunch, and it's for a chicken terrine. It's just delicious. And you just need some chicken Marylands. You need to cook them and take the flesh off, mixed with pieces of duck liver, pistachio kernels, some white wine poached pears, and some prosciutto. You line the terrine with the prosciutto and fill it with the mixture that I've just mentioned, and put it into a slow oven covered. Let it cook for an hour and a half until a knife comes out clean, and then let it sit and cool overnight in the refrigerator.
Now, what about school holidays? What about your kids
cooking? Yes, no, I've got kids cooking classes this week. I've still got a couple of spaces available this Friday and also on Wednesday the 20th of April. So if anyone would like to book their kids in, please have a look at my webpage at sheridanrogers.com.au, and the recipe for the chicken terrine is up.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye.